Amen. Well, Lord, thank you for your word. May it be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Lord, hide it that we may not sin against you. Amen. Thinking of these verses, longer than a few days, about the cool things of our relationship with God and the importance of the Holy Spirit within us, teaching about it a long time with people who are not really from a background or in a particular body that talks about the Holy Spirit a lot. And I had one friend tell me one time, he said, I've never, been in church his whole life. He said he's never heard a sermon about the Holy Spirit. And that just floored me. And I thought, oh my gosh, been thinking about when I grew up either. I can't remember, not that I was paying attention to any sermons when I was growing up and were made to go to church. But I think that's one thing that the enemy's really robbed us and robbed the large portion of the body of Christ is because he is just absolutely essential and important in our relationship with God, right? Because that's how we hear God's voice, is through the Holy Spirit. And two scriptures, one I've been thinking about this is in Romans 8, said that because the Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit that we're children of God. And testifies means just a simple word is to make real, that you would know. And the verse right before that says, you have not received a spirit of slavery again, but you have received the Spirit, and that's a large S, Holy Spirit, of adoption, by which we cry out, by the Holy Spirit, which we cry out, Abba, Father. The same verse, same thing is said in Galatians, just a little different way. It says, when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman under the law, that he might redeem those who were under the law, that he might receive, that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, capital S again, of his Son, in our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. One says, which we cry out. The other one says, he cries out, Jesus, right? Abba, which we know is the word, it's just an intimate word for Father, that we might know him. And Matthew chapter 11, I think this is one of the readings this week. Jesus says this, all things have been handed over to me by the Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and to anyone whom the Son wills to reveal him. So part of the work, how this all kind of works within us, the work of Christ within us, is to reveal the Father to us. So you got the Holy Spirit there. I love what this is, a great scripture. I think we've got it in our book up there. I was looking at it as reading, almost read from it. It's a scripture in the very last scripture, I think, in 1 Corinthians. Oh, something's in 2 Corinthians. Thank you, Lord. It says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says, now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, the Holy Spirit again, so that we might know the things freely given to us by God, and things we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but these words taught by the Spirit who combines the thoughts, spiritual thoughts, with spiritual words. In other words, he takes the spiritual thoughts of God and puts them into words for us, right? Now, saying all that, say something really simple. That you have been brought into this awesome, you and I have been brought into this awesome, intimate relationship that's been going on for eternity with the Father, and the Son and the Holy Spirit, this love that they have for each other. And Bishop talks about this all the time, that the relationship that we have with the Father is Jesus' relationship with the Father. And that's really true. I'm going to read one more thing in John chapter 17. And this is the last prayer that Jesus prays over us, the very last part of that. For years I read that as I just thought that was talking about the unity of the body of Christ. But actually what he's talking about is that we, as believers, would have the same unity and relationship that he has with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. And he brings us into this. And I'll just read these few verses and then we'll be through. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for all of those who believe in me through their word, through the word of the apostles, that they may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory that you've given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, as we are one. I and them, this is the one he was talking about, I and them, you and me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you have loved me. Right? That's part of the unity, that we would know the love of the Father that he has for the Son, that we would experience that same kind of love. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory that you've given me. And you have loved me from the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I've known you. And these have known you, known that you have sent me. I have made your name known to them, listen to this, and will make it known, continue to make it known, so that the love which you have loved me may be in them and I in them. So the very last thing that Jesus prays for us is not about going and conquering the world or all that, which he does, you know, going, we go out and baptize people when he, this was after he resurrected, to tell them to go and make disciples of the world. But his last prayer for us is that we would really know above everything great fellowship that they have, that they've been, that we've been invited into, because you're in Christ now. You have within you that spirit crying out to know God, Abba Father, right? That Jesus wants to reveal to us and to you, to me, to you, to us, who he is, who the Father is, how much he loves us, right? Everything that Christ has for us, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, right? Just this burning and thing, fire going on within you, whether you realize it or not, or whether you have really fully entered into it or not, it's there, right? That's what being baptized in the Holy Spirit is really all about. It is opening up your ears, your spiritual eyes, so that you personally can know God and know the love of God and know the same fellowship, lack of better words, that Jesus has with the Father. That you would know that, encounter that, that you would, it would be so real to you. John talks about in the book of 1 John that our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, right? Not to be a complicated thing, not that we can, you know, oh, was that the Father speaking or is that Jesus speaking? Usually the answer to that is yes. You know, they're all speaking. And the Holy Spirit is there to make that, to take words, spiritual thoughts, and make words so that you can now hear God's voice, right? It's not about the gift. All the gifts do is to make you hear God's voice better, right? To know that he's real and to build up the body of Christ to a mature man. And a mature man in Christ is one who is in fellowship and union with him, right? Who walks with him and hears his word. And you know, I just can't wait. One of the things which is going to be really cool about when we get to heaven is the fellowship is going to be so there won't be any barriers anymore. You know, there won't be any still small voice or trying to discern what God is saying. We'll hear it real clearly. The fellowship will be complete, right? What we see in part and know in part now, then we'll know in full. But it's so important. It's so important for me and you. If you don't get anything else of what I'm saying is the Holy Spirit is so essential, because he is the Holy Spirit within us that makes all of this, the fellowship of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, makes it real to you, right? Changing moment of my life is when I was had hands laid on me and just a simple prayer of a baptism of the Holy Spirit. And all that was is that I had the Holy Spirit within me. It was just released. And for the first time in 6 years when I started walking with the Lord, I began to hear God's voice speak to me, right? Because I was raised to believe that he only spoke through the Word. That's the only way you could hear God's voice with is reading the Bible, right? And that he speaks in no other way than that. So I just spent 6 years just for hours a day reading the Bible because I just really wanted to hear the voice, you know? But this wasn't brought about until almost 400 years after the beginning of the church. So how did they hear God, right? So the Lord started just answering this. And all of a sudden, it was just like, oh, eyes are open. I thought, man, that's why the enemy has been trying to keep the Holy Spirit out of the churches. Because he knows that's what makes it work, right? And so anyway, so if you've never been filled with, baptized in, whatever word you want to use, immersed in the Holy Spirit, then I say, do it. Go for it. Because that's the part, the Abba Father, the crying out within you, the Holy Spirit testifies, makes real to your spirit intimacy with God. Where when Jesus is crying out, the Holy Spirit is crying out within you, and you with your voice and Him living within you, and you cry that, then all of a sudden, you know it. This becomes real. Right? Fellowship of God, the fellowship of the Spirit being with you. We all carry that around with us at all times. We can walk around and just, you're in that right now. You're in this amazing thing, seated with Christ in the heavenly places next to the Father, and the Holy Spirit is there, and you're just right in the middle of all that stuff. So, pray a simple prayer. Lord, make it real to me. Holy Spirit, make this real to me. Make the Father real to me. Make Jesus real to me. And that was a prayer I began to pray, and I'll quit with that years ago, because there were some things that were hindering it, and the Lord has kind of healed that. But when I first, you know, became a Christian, Jesus was, you know, real. And even when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I could kind of fellowship with Jesus, but the Father just seemed so far off and distant from me, you know, because I lost my father at an early age. There were some reasons. And I began to pray a prayer, Jesus, make the Father real to me, right? And He did. And we began this awesome journey of knowing that as well. It's amazing. Christian life is supernatural, amazing, and you've been thrown into this incredible thing that's going to last for eternity and never stop, but we can experience it now. And we can hear how much God loves us, the love of God, it's with the Holy Spirit, the fellowship, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit making that real to you right here, right now. Right? So let me pray for you. Lord, I just pray for every person in here, Lord, that knows you, that you've come to live within them. Lord, you just like a bomb within us just ready for the pin to be pulled, like a grenade. It just wants to explode within us to just release, Lord, your life. So that the Father is just exalting the Son. The Holy Spirit is taking of that and making it real to us. And the heart and of God and the voice of God. And Lord, all that amazing fellowship to make it ours. Lord, I just really believe someone here today just really needs to hear your voice. They really need a revelation of how much you love them. Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, you'd come and just fill them, open their spiritual eyes, their ears, or just download within them how much you love them. I pray in Jesus' name.